But the truth is, happiness is so much more than reaching a specific destination. And I think you and I both know that it is made up of smaller things, things that you have with you right now.
I'm Meg, mindfulness and meditation teacher, social emotional learning expert, and loving mama of two. As women, we often wear all the hats, have very full plates, are spread too thin, and sometimes have trouble balancing it all. You're not alone. It's my life's passion to help women find more peace, purpose, compassion, and presence in a very busy world. Every woman listening will walk away with support, guidance, and real-life tools to use today. No matter where you are in life, you will learn to live a life you truly love. Come along with me as we get real and vulnerable. I am here to help keep you grounded, access the present moment, live with more intention, and navigate all that comes your way. So grab your AirPods and maybe find that cup of cold coffee. This is Our Mindful Way. Hello, friends. I am so excited to bring you a different type of episode this week. I really want this community to experience some of my clients' favorite ways of practicing mindfulness, and that is through meditation, guided meditation specifically. It's how I end all sessions, workshops, and programs. It's one of the very best tools in our mindfulness toolkit, and I want to share it with you. And if you don't meditate, or if meditation scares you, don't worry. And if you're skeptical or resistant, don't be. I want you to be curious here, be open. Meditation comes in all different shapes and sizes. And I actually used to be very resistant, and I don't know why, but against meditation. I didn't have the focus, the time, the drive, or the quiet. I mean, sit in silence for 30 minutes? No thanks. But guess what? It doesn't have to be like that. My personal favorites are guided meditations, breath work, and walking meditations. I personally love to feel inspired, connected, reflective, and energized. I like to find clarity and creative thoughts so I can feel really in tune with myself. So guided meditations are my jam, but there are many of different kinds of meditations out there. It's very personal. So as I take you through a guided meditation today, be open and connect to my voice and connect to your breath. Meditation is so powerful, but it's just a tool on our mindfulness journey. It has many benefits. It's a science-backed practice. It has mental and physical, emotional benefits. And my clients in particular love my guided meditations because it helps them feel more connected. They're able to access the present moment more often. They're able to find focus and attention when they need it. They also use it to reduce stress, get grounded, and truly find that feeling of relaxation and calm that so many of us in this very busy world, we need it. So I truly hope that you come with an open mind and an open heart and just enjoy the next couple of minutes and the mini meditation I have for you. This week, I really wanted to create a couple of moments for you to slow down, connect with yourself, and tap in and just give yourself the love and attention that you might need as you prepare for your day or week ahead. So today we are going to talk a little bit about happiness. Happiness now. Not tomorrow, not when you achieve the goal, not next month when winter break comes. We're going to talk about happiness now. Life is fast. Life is so busy. And you might be in a tough season or a busy season, but there is happiness here.
Happiness is within you. Happiness is around you. If you've ever thought to yourself, I'll be happy when, I can't wait for, I'll be happy when I accomplish blank. I'll be happy when I get the job promotion. I'll be happy when I have my third baby. I'll be happy when we reach Christmas time. You are not alone. It's human to think our happiness is rooted in the future. It's human to think that your happiness, our happiness, is rooted in future goals, future events. That happiness is something that we have to arrive to. I remember when I used to see things that way, either A to B, or, you know, picking a date on the calendar and getting excited as I wait for it, waiting to be happy. Now, it's absolutely fine and okay to look forward to an event coming up, or looking forward to a day off, or looking forward to a friend's wedding or a job promotion. But once we make it there, we often experience that static, happy feeling. It doesn't last. What happens is when we put all of our eggs, our happy eggs, in one basket, when we arrive there at our dream, at our promotion, at our day off, it's great in that moment, but it doesn't last. And researchers actually call this experience the arrival fallacy. It's the whole thought that once we get to a certain point, we will have lasting happiness forever. But the truth is, happiness is so much more than reaching a specific destination. And I think you and I both know that it is made up of smaller things, things that you have with you right now. The small moments in your day that light you up, that bring you joy, or bring you gratitude and connection. And I would love to walk you through a little meditation today. And we're going to focus on the happiness that we can find in the present moment instead of in the future. So go ahead and get into a comfortable position. And if you're not driving or walking, you can gently close your eyes or soften your gaze. Take a deep breath in and out, stretching your spine so tall, so you're elongated through your crown. And if your feet are on the floor, make them flat so they make full contact with the earth. Take another deep breath in and out. And I invite you to take a minute to think about a goal that you have for yourself. Where are you in your journey to achieve it? Maybe you're getting the courage to just start. Or maybe you're halfway through. Ask yourself, how is this goal driving my happiness? Are you finding joy in the process of stretching yourself to achieve it? Are you finding joy in all of those little moments along the way? Or are you saving your joy for when you finish the goal? Are you leading with, I'll be happy when? I'll be worthy when? I will be an expert and a leader when? If your happiness is rooted in crossing the finish line, remember to show yourself compassion, because it is okay if reaching that achievement makes you happy. But I want to make sure you can find happiness in the here and now. So take a moment to remind yourself of what's bringing you joy on this journey. What's bringing you joy in this journey? What makes you happy right now? What lights you up? Look around. Where can you find gratitude and happiness for the things around you? If this felt hard to do, don't worry. It takes practice to break out of that cycle. But you deserve to find happiness in both reaching your goals and each day along the way. You deserve to enjoy where you are today. That's so powerful. I'm going to say it again. You deserve to enjoy where you are today. You have already arrived, and happiness is yours to create today. If your eyes are closed, gently open them. Where can you find happiness today? Don't save it. Life is too short. You deserve to feel the happiness in your journey. Make space to notice it, to feel it, to embrace it, and to savor it. I truly hope you enjoyed these past couple of minutes. Take a moment to stretch in whatever way feels good to you. And check in. How are you feeling? How is your mind? How is your body? Do you feel more relaxed? Do you feel lighter? Do you feel more connected than when you first put on this podcast? Meditation has long-lasting effects, but it also has pretty immediate effects. So take note and be proud that you took these couple of minutes out of your very busy day to pause, to slow down, and to pour into yourself in more ways than one. You deserve to feel happy in the present moment. Go out there and make that happen.